start the interview right now. So that's Mr. Spitz on the 26th of February, yep. 2015, level 5. So, your first name is Martin. Martin, tell me about everything, where you come from, about your job. Okay. How did you come to fly air?
Okay. All right. I was born in Krefeld, mm-hmm. so I'm German, and grew up in Moers. Mm-hmm. I'm a business consultant, I'm a business coach, actually. Mm-hmm. So I work with leadership personnel, mostly, teaching them. It's a psychological side of business, mm-hmm. not so much the figures and numbers. It's the psychological side. How did I come to fly? When I was six... most of my mates would have known a Porsche, could have told a Porsche from a Ferrari. I was able to tell a Piper from a Cessna. I probably knew even the number of rivets on it.
Okay.
I don't know how it came to me, but it's always been with me, mm-hmm. ever since I can think. And obviously my dad noticed that. He's not a pilot. Mm-hmm. He has problems with his eyes. Mm-hmm. So he wanted to, but... there wasn't much passion either. I was the one who had the passion mm-hmm. for it. Started with RC. Mm-hmm. Did a lot of that until I was about 14 or so. Mm-hmm.
Something what's like. An RC?
Radio controlled airplanes.
Oh, it's my job.
Is that okay. your job? No.
No. It's not no, your job. Later.
Okay. And then, then came girls, and I sort of lost interest in that for a while. And then my dad had me go to Austria. Selam mm-hmm. Z, mm-hmm. where I started to train, had my first solo very quickly. Mm-hmm. They were very easy going over there, I must mm-hmm. say, almost to the point of being ruthless. I mean, reckless.
Yeah.
It was interesting. They had me fly Pilatus P4, B4 mm-hmm. alone, like after a couple of weeks. It was scary. So that was 15, passed my Austrian pilot's license. Mm-hmm. Then came a couple of courses of vacation of weeks in Erlinghausen.
Oh, Erlinghausen.
So, went there, did my then it was PPLC, I believe it mm-hmm. was called that. All the way up to what they call the Silver Sea. I don't know if that still exists.
Silver Sea. Hmm?
So, but never flew a single minute in a glider plane after receiving my license, mm-hmm. because I would have had to join a club, and if you know about German clubs,
yes.
And I remember going there. I intended to go to a club, but when I went to the airfield. And crossed the airfield, and some old dude came to me and told me how to cross an airfield and wanted to...
Which airfield was it?
Kaplinfort.
Ah, Kaplinfort.
Because that was my home. That
okay, is yeah, you had the, always yeah. those old fields. Mm-hmm.
And I thought, I don't need any of that. Mm-hmm. I don't need it. I don't need to be told anymore. I had my... I was proud, I was yeah. arrogant, I was 17. So... okay. So I had my... But my father was very supportive of the whole idea of flying. Mm-hmm. And I had the privilege also to fly with Dieter Wasserkord and Hubert Jentsch.
Yes,
at the time. I took some... Hubert Jentsch gave me some lessons in a motor glider.
Okay.
So
who are these people?
Aerobatic pilots.
They German were world pilots. Champions in aerobatic. You could say that they invented... MIR flying.
Was it two mm-hmm. MIR
when they in the when LO-100. And I seen it. They flew it for us.
When I was 6 years old, I saw this. In early
amazing. So,
wow. Continue. It's okay. your
different
test.
Story, sad yep. story with Hubert Jentsch and where yep. we ended up. Anyway. Then I started to train on Cessnas.
Okay.
In Grefrath.
Grefrath.
I was 19 when I passed the exam there, mm-hmm. and Well, flew ever since, and well, as much as I could, as little as money allowed, went on. I was always interested in learning more about flying.
Mm-hmm.
Very soon, the old $100 burger became kind of boring to me. I mean, do you know $100 burger? It's an American Express. $100 burger is you take an airplane, you fly from A to B, you eat a burger, you fly back.
That's the $100 burger. Okay,
that's the $100 burger.
The British, it's a cup of tea.
And yeah. And Asian, here we go to have some coffee somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't want to do that. I wanted to go on. And then years later, went to Arizona, mm-hmm. Prescott, Love Field, mm-hmm. it's called, mm-hmm. for my instrument training.
Okay.
Have a validation.
What kind of training?
Instrument training.
Mm-hmm. U.S. instrument.
Yes, mm-hmm. U.S. instrument. Mm-hmm. I learned that from the late Paul Minky,
mm-hmm.
ex-Marine.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great time. I did that in 4 weeks, so I had my instrument.
Mm-hmm.
And then became member of a vintage flying club in Los Angeles,
mm-hmm.
in Corona.
Mm-hmm.
People who are not into aviation, but they're into music, they know Corona,
mm-hmm.
because that's where the Fender guitar is made.
Ah.
So the big Fender... factory is there.
Okay.
Other than that, this club was there, and John Pappas, curious person, interesting person, taught me how to fly. What did I fly? Well, Piper J3,
mm-hmm.
Stearman, but then the more interesting ones were AT6 and DC3. 86 is what came before 1940s, 1942.
Is the military version of the DC-3?
Advanced Trainer 6.
The 86. 86. Yeah.
Advanced Trainer 6.
Yeah.
600 horse, 9-cylinder, mm-hmm. 2-bladed.
Yeah, yeah. Got it.
Hamilton standard.
I understood 86.
86.
That's the
86,
one.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And DC-3, he had a beautiful DC-3 at the time, the one, and he taught not only me but also John Travolta on it. I never met him. That was a different time.
Flying.
So I flew. I have about 10 hours on DC-3, and about 10 hours on AT-6. But before that, in order to be able to do this, I had to obviously get my multi-engine license.
Mm-hmm.
I did that in the Santa Ana.
Mm-hmm.
Santa Ana Airfield on Aztec, really old Aztec, really old Piper Aztec. Oh, it's a truck.
Mm.
It was a truck. So did that then, did this. And, I made some money and bought myself a Beach 36.
Okay, good answer.
Then I didn't have so much money anymore, and I thought, what am I going to do? And I started to rent it out. I started a rental business for the beach.
In the U.S.?
In Germany.
In Germany.
It was, I had a trust that you might know
that.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. N-registered?
N-registered.
Mm-hmm.
That way I could use my instrument,
mm-hmm.
my instrument license. And, I started to rent it out, and in that time, that was probably the most interesting time of flying, because I met so many people who were interested and qualified also to fly such a complex airplane, and were qualified in many ways.
Yeah.
So I showed them the airplane, and we flew together, and I had a look after it and all that. So that was a great time until my best client basically threw money at me and said he wanted the airplane.
Oh.
That was before the fuel price went up. And I was lucky to be able to sell it then for a real good price.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought hours back from him.
Okay.
But I bought hours, or wet hours, as mm-hmm. they say, mm-hmm. back from him. I still have some
mm-hmm.
at obviously the old price. So I can still fly that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, haven't done that in a while though.
To buy back ours.
Yeah. This is a swap-geschäft.
Okay. It was one of the best. It was one of the, let me tell you, this was one of the best. Actually, it was the most valuable moments of silence I've ever had in my life. Because when he asked. He knew the airplane, so I didn't have to explain a lot about the airplane. Mm-mm-mm. We had to do some legal things. We had to, suss out the legal.
We can buy this. Saratoga. It's for sale.
Yeah.
We can stop here.
Okay.